It was an early start on Friday the 18th, but we had a long drive to Kingswood to go yet.
When we got there, we got to get some additional information on World War One. We went to Legion Hook Cemetery, where my great-great-uncle, Peter Lovelady, lies at only the age of 21.
In Legion Hook Cemetery, there was a poll for every day of the war, and on each day it lists who died on that day. On 13th of December 1914, he unfortunately gave his life to his country.
To finish off the day, we went to the Menin Gates Memorial to place a wreath.
Okay, Ben, so it's been an hour or two since we visited the grave of your relative, Peter Lovelady. How does it make you feel?
Completely, utterly astonished about how many graves were actually there, and also just seeing my great-great-uncle there. And although I've never met him, it's just, you know, we're still family, and it's just nice to finally meet him.
On Sunday, we went to Neuve Chapelle. Here's what we learned.
Okay, boys, so we're here at Neuve Chapelle Cemetery. A bit of a different cemetery here. Can you tell us why it's different and what this helps to teach us about World War One?
Well, it actually shows us that the World War was actually a world war. People are buried here from all different cultures.
Okay, so it's very difficult to see, as you will see here, due to the scaffolding. Some ongoing work at the memorial, which is quite unfortunate for us. But Rodri hopefully will be able to point out where the name is on this plaque up here. Lee Roos's name is on the plaque. As I say, we can't access it unfortunately, but we're still here to pay our respects.
Today was our last day. It was a long, tiring crawl back to England, but after stopping at Tynecastle, a German cemetery, it made us realise something. This was one of the best trips we've ever been on.